Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for Inside Hong Kong with Claire Huang, the Straits Times correspondent for the territory. Claire, thank you so much for joining us again today.
Hi, Rachel, and happy birthday. This is the seventh day, everyone's birthday today. So happy Lunar New Year and happy birthday.
Let's start off with the latest on COVID-19, though. I know a bit of a somber start after that merry greeting. What's the latest on COVID-19 numbers in Hong Kong? And what was it like in the city over the Lunar New Year holiday weekend?
Well, Rachel, daily infections have dipped to their lowest in 3 months, you know. Earlier this week, it was hovering around single digits earlier this week. But numbers have rebounded. You know, they're fluctuating. So, you know, health officials have warned that the numbers may have dipped earlier on because of the Lunar New Year festivities. But then that there would be a possible rebound because of gatherings. And true enough, you know, at least I think about 70 people are now in quarantine after confirmed cases were detected, and they were at gatherings, right, because you socialized. The mood is rather muted this year, and you have many people who are stuck here. They're unable to travel home either to Singapore, to the mainland to celebrate. So, you know, it's like more of a friends gathering type of thing in people's houses. But generally, families are out and about. So, you know, you've got crowds outside now.
And Hong Kong's set to ease social distancing rules as well, Claire. What changes can we expect?
Yes, so the government had, on the eve of Lunar New Year Eve, announced that the measures will relax from today. So people were gearing up for this the past week. Businesses like gyms, indoor and outdoor sports facilities, leisure venues like museums, theme parks, as well as beauty and massage parlors can now reopen after being shut for about 2 months. Dining in services, this is key, have been extended another 4 hours to 10 p.m. Patrons per table doubled to four. So this comes in time for businesses, you know, because this is usually the Lunar New Year season is usually peak period, right? Brisk booming business for you know, all these places, all these venues. But the cap on public gatherings will remain at two. And unfortunately, bars, pubs, mahjong clubs, nightclubs, bathhouses, and some of the venues remain shut. Now, so this is the thing, right? For the bars, they try to get around it. If you don't serve meals, then you have to stay shut. Yeah.
I see.
So what some of them are doing, and I know, is that they offer a menu, food menu.
Pivot to a restaurant-style service.
Yes, that's right.
So are there any other conditions that come with the relaxed measures, Claire?
Okay, so in anticipation of the easing, people were lining up at community testing centres island-wide to get tested for COVID-19. The easing of the rules is on condition that staff are tested every 2 weeks. So staff in beauty parlours, massage parlours, and all the businesses that are allowed to open, F&B and so on, they have to get tested every 14 days. And those who don't get their staff tested will have to stick to the old rules, which is essentially you end at 6 p.m. dining in services, or you stay shut. So this testing protocol will also apply to construction site workers now. Every fortnight, they have to get tested.
And let's talk vaccines then, Claire, because the Sinovac vaccine could be in the city as soon as tomorrow, pending Health Bureau approval. What else do we know about this?
Well, the experts advising the government on the vaccination program have recommended the emergency use of the Sinovac vaccine in Hong Kong. This was after they received data from the mainland drug maker, suggesting that the product's efficacy rate exceeds 60%. The panel unanimously agreed that the vaccine's efficacy outweighs possible risks. So they recommended it, you know, a few days ago.
What about the overall vaccine plans in Hong Kong, Claire?
The government is expected to reveal details of its vaccination program soon. The program is slated to roll out next month. Under the plan, more than 20 centres will be set up across the city. They will open in phases. And then up to 2,500 doses can be administered at each centre every day. So this centre, this is a government program, right? So the centres will be run by the hospital authority and private medical institutions. Staff will be trained to deal with people with severe side effects. You know, similar to how Singapore has prioritized it, priority groups are medics, elderly people, those age 60 or above, will be allowed to bring a maximum of 2 caregivers with them. And what happens is the 2 caregivers who bring the elderly over to the centers to get the jabs will also get the vaccine. So there's only one type of vaccine available at each center. And right now we have the vaccine developed by BioNTech that has been approved for use here. And then Sinovac jabs have also been recommended for emergency use. So we're waiting for that too. Also, the government is seeking a Hong Kong $1 billion funding from the Legislative Council to set up an indemnity fund. Now, this fund is meant to provide financial support for those who experience serious complications from the jab. So people who suffer serious side effects could receive up to 3 million Hong Kong dollars. Families could get up to 2.5 million in fatal cases. And this matter of funding will be discussed tomorrow in Parliament.
We're speaking with Claire Huang, Hong Kong correspondent for The Straits Times. And Claire, over the Lunar New Year weekend, I just made use of my Singapore Rediscovers vouchers to explore a little bit of our local tourism hotspots. And I understand the Hong Kong Tourism Board has just confirmed it's preparing a fresh slate of promotions. What are their plans?
Well, the Hong Kong authorities are doubling down on efforts to promote local tourism, you know, now that things are sort of looking up a bit, you know, and the rules are being eased a bit. So they have plans to offer rewards such as free tours, which actually they have been doing last year, and staycations. So the new thing is staycations to more than 20,000 qualifying residents. This is part of a Hong Kong 20 million Hong Kong dollar promotion effort. It coincides, you know, it's meant to coincide with the loosening of the social distancing rules. Now, the Hong Kong Tourism Board has said that the new round of offerings will be similar to the ones unveiled last year, but they basically what happened was the plan was stopped because the city tightened restrictions amid the fourth wave, right? So this program is expected to now include hotel vacations among its offerings for the first time. So Hong Kongers who spend, you know, about a certain amount of shopping can be awarded a free local tour or a hotel stay, that kind of thing.
So what impact is this expected to have on the tourism sector?
Well, the tourism sector is one of the worst hit, obviously, I think around the world. And right now, global travel industry is at a near standstill, right? Local businesses that rely on tourism in Hong Kong have been hit especially hard, because the foreign visitors and mainlanders have not been coming over. So, you know, Hong Kong recorded, you know, more than 4,300 arrivals in January. That's 99.9% year-on-year slump. So what kind of impact? So they're hoping that this, by promoting local tourism and for residents who are stuck here, basically, and living here, to explore parts of Hong Kong, they're hoping that that would help in some ways, you know, some of the businesses. For example, if you go hiking, which is a popular thing here, activity here, right? Sometimes you have some shops along the way, you know, the mom and pop shops. To keep those businesses going, you know, they would perhaps expand the kind of or add more places of so-called interest, local areas that, you know, hikers can or people can go to. And hopefully in that sense, it can help to generate some revenue for these mom and pop stores.
Well, Claire, thanks so much for sharing all those updates with us.
Thank you as usual, Rachel.
Thanks. We'll catch up with Claire again next week. We've been speaking with Claire Huang, Hong Kong correspondent for The Straits Times, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.